One of Lucilla Beat's Reality Check has a story about an effort by Zippy's Restaurants to encourage its workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Reporter Brittany Light joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So Zippy's, huh?
Yeah, Zippy's is considering doing what quite a few large national retailers have already started doing, which is providing an incentive to employees who choose to get the COVID-19 vaccines. General Dollar has done this, Trader Joe's, Aldi, quite a few large retailers that we all know by name. And now Zippy's, one of our hometown businesses, is considering offering a perk to employees who decide to get their shot.
Yeah, I remember also reading that some of our poultry producers have started to offer those incentives to get their workers, protected against the coronavirus.
That's right. And so Zippy's is still assessing whether there might be any legal issues surrounding this idea of promoting vaccine uptake. But the plan that they have is to offer these digital tokens that employees will get if they do get vaccinated, and they'll be able to redeem them for different things in sort of like a virtual marketplace. And they want the tokens for folks who do get the vaccine to be equivalent to about 4 hours worth of bonus pay.
Well, that's an interesting concept. Is that being like modeled after someplace else? Do you know?
You know, Zippy's already has a platform that their employees use that has these virtual tokens, and so they're just kind of adding some of this the vaccine uptake promotion to that. The company also wants to provide some incentives by offering these digital tokens to employees who download the Aloha Safe Alert app, which of course is the app that the state has helped to create that kind of helps with contact tracing in a way. If folks have it turned on, you can kind of tell if you've been near somebody who has tested positive for the virus.
And I know that there are some, I think, government entities that are allowing their workers to, get time off to go get vaccinated.
That's right. Employers are looking at this from different ways. I think some companies are offering free Uber rides to workers who want to get vaccinated. Right now, Hawaii officials say that employers and the state government cannot mandate vaccinations while they're still only approved for emergency use. So employers are kind of getting creative, and I know Zippy's is saying that they don't want to force folks to get vaccinated, but they really want them to make an informed decision. Zippy's has brought in some doctors from Kaiser to talk to employees, have candid conversations where they can ask questions. Just so when these employees do make a decision, when they are eligible for the vaccine, they're making a good decision with all the right information.
And how does this work? Because, I would think restaurant workers, they aren't in the category, right, that's being vaccinated now, are they?
Correct. So most employees at a place like Zippy's aren't yet eligible. They'll be eligible when 1C is able to get vaccinated. So the company's, again, is thinking ahead. They're kind of trying to figure out if there are any legal issues with doing a program like this. They want to be smart. They want to be careful. But Zippy's is a business that sees its role as an employer as one that can really help our state, get to a certain level of vaccination that maybe will help us achieve herd immunity. So they see their role in this kind of effort to go back to some degree of normalcy.
And do they have any idea how many of their employees would be willing to get vaccinated?
I don't know. I don't know if they did a survey. I know that some businesses did survey their employees and perhaps decided that an incentive program was not necessary because they had such a large percentage of their employees willing to get vaccinated. So, quite a few employers are taking that route of doing a survey, kind of sensing what their workers think about the vaccine before they even consider doing an incentive program like this.
And Zippy's stepping up to the plate like this? Are there other companies, local companies that we know of who are willing to talk about it?
There are some other small businesses that I'm aware of that do have these frontline workers that are offering incentive programs, and some are hesitant to talk about it because it has become a contentious issue among some workforces. You know, there are lots of different opinions on the vaccine, and some employers, you know, just don't really want to promote the fact that they're encouraging their workers to do this because it has created some tension among some employee bases.
All right. Well, appreciate your time today. Thanks so much, Brittany.
Take care.
That was reporter Brittany Light with today's Reality Check. Read her story online at civilbeat.org.